broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Sorry about that. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio, hard-hitting, in-your-face news that Epps refused to use absolutely starts now. Why do I say in your face? Because we're going to cover Trump style. How's that, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 9th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We are convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers are the answer to the problems we face. A good, honest, moral people standing together for the sacred principles of liberty absolutely cannot be stopped. That's why we don't need a revolution. We do need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. A quick recap of yesterday's show, first brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com. Incredible blowout specials, health foods, herbs, vitamins, and more. Books, videos. I'm just telling you, go to thepowermall.com. Check it all out. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you an order today. That is thepowermall.com, or simply sit back, smile, and dial 877-817-9829. Do business with the good guys today, 877-817-9829, or thepowermall.com. Also brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. And then get raw honey delivered directly to your door. Tell Kurt you're a Give Me Liberty Fund member. And dial 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, the recap of the hard-hitting news that Edwards refused to use radio broadcast for yesterday starts now. We talked about this Judge Gonzalo Curiel, or whatever his name is. The judge and the attorney firm, you know, attacking Trump. On Trump University case, they're both tied to the hate group La Raza. WorldNetDaily.com, Jerome Corsi has the article. Also, Patrick J. Buchanan writing an article of his own. The Donald and the La Raza judge, Pat Buchanan. We documented this big time. This group is evil. This group is bad news. The Mexican term La Raza translates into the race. So while they have the race as their moniker, as they've been tied to all kinds of violence and ne'er-do-well activity of illegality in America, they run around and say Trump's racist. But the group doing that is called the race. How does that all work, ladies and gentlemen? The double standard at epic levels. Hopefully the American people see through the smoke screen. In my article, or in my open letter to Donald Trump Sr., which he's absolutely ignored to date, doesn't have the guts to deal with it, I wrote and I modified for my headline, slight modifications. I changed I into Trump, etc., or you into Trump to make it make sense. Other than that, it's the same line in my open letter. It says this, Sam Bushman, quote, in my opinion, Trump will eventually lose his campaign for president of the White House if he does not stand against these intentional media-created fabrications. Yeah, that was the wrap-up of Hour 1, Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, outrage over a six-month sentence handed down in a Stanford rape case, CNN. The perpetrator, Mr. Turner, all he has to do is register as a sex offender, stay in jail for 6 months. It was an absolute hostile, abusive, alcohol-fueled rape. Yeah, the Stanford rape case superior judge, Aaron Persky is his name. He's now facing incredible threats and a recall effort. We stand for the recall effort. Get rid of this guy. He's crazy. Rape is an absolute evil, heinous act, and there needs to be accountability. Nevertheless, these threats we reject. Okay, we don't support violence, folks. It doesn't do any good. It's not the Savior's way. In other words, we're Christian. We follow the Prince of Peace. We're not advocating for violence of any kind, even to our political opposition. I was going to say opponents, sorry. Even our political opponents, even our political opposition, we don't agree with violence. That is not the answer, people. All right, should the U.S. create and enforce refugee safe zones in the Middle East? Absolutely not. We should bring our troops home. We should stay out of foreign entanglements, as our founding fathers wisely warned us. Yes, we should provide private, charitable foreign aid around the world without government involvement. Absolutely. By the way, LibertyNewsDaily.com, incredible story. How did ISIS wind up with $1 billion in SUVs? They're Humvees, if you will. How did ISIS get a bunch of Humvees? And the answer is, well, we gave them to the Iraqis who then lost them, and by golly gee, ISIS now has them, thanks to you and me as taxpayers. Then we wonder if we ought to create safe zones enforced. What more damage can we do besides arming half the world for war and losing literally $1 billion of Humvees? Wow. It just, the more you study, the more you say, no wonder the founding fathers warned us of foreign entanglements. No wonder the founding fathers tied us to a constitutional currency of gold and silver to make sure that we didn't spend ourselves into oblivion and warmonger around the world, which seems to be the order of the day today. Tragic but true. Hillary unwittingly indicts Barack Obama and herself as war criminals. You want the details? LibertyNewsDaily.com. We talked about it yesterday as well on Liberty Roundtable Live. Libertarian presidential nominee Gary Johnson said he would abolish the NSA. Well, good for him. Too bad every candidate's not saying that. The question is, did Hillary commit domestic battery in the White House? Now, in an epic tell-all book, one of the guys on the inside says, yeah, he saw Hillary just flat-out punch Bill in the nose. Wow, is she going to be arrested for domestic battery? I don't think I'm going to press charges against Hillary. We got a little bit of a love-hate relationship. You know what I'm talking about? It'll be all right. I'm just telling you right now, I'll bring her flowers, okay? See, that's what's going on, and nobody cares. The U.S. Navy had to ban alcohol in Japan. Again, alcohol-fueled drunk rapings and pillagings and plunderings happening in Japan at the hands of the U.S. military. Rogue agents gone awry. If we weren't there, it couldn't happen. That's my response. President Barack Hussein Obama preparing to endorse Hillary Clinton. Yeah, he's going to endorse, and then he's going to appear on the campaign trail with her, and you and I are going to pay the last several months in office of Barack gallivanting around with a conflict of interest, huh? Jake Tapper asks Donald Trump question on racism 23 times. I wonder if they're going to ask Hillary any hard questions like that. Batter her 23 times to get an answer. Just wondering, Jake. Trump to give Major Hillary speech. Yeah, Hillary Clinton turned the State Department into a private hedge fund, is what he's going to say. Wow. We also talked about Donald Trump shattered Republican vote primary record by 1.4 million votes. It's crazy. We also talked about Rand Paul is seeking to abolish the SS. What's that, the Secret Service? Don't we wish? Now, it has to do with this vote, women voting thing, right? The idea of, should people be forced to vote?
No, it's a selective service. It's a draft.
Yeah, selective service. It's the vote. The draft, that's what I mean. I'm sorry. Yeah, a lot of people are saying women shouldn't be forced by the selective service to be in the draft. But what Rand Paul is saying is, hey, we got to get rid of forced draft or subscription for anyone. And boy, is he right on that score. IRS releases names of conservative groups that it targeted. TheBlaze.com brought us that piece. The IRS also admitted to targeting Tea Party groups 3 years ago. Did you know that? True story. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's still available on your Roku. look at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. You can also listen at libertyroundtable.com to the archives. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Should we deal with Trump style, Kurt?
Okay.
That might get kind of rough. All right, we're going to talk about the Donald in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. The man who is too chicken to respond to my open letter of common sense. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds on your favorite talk station.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So as more and more of the Republican insiders get their control over the Donald, partly money, partly control with endorsements, etc., things slide sideways for the Donald and for Donald supporters, just like I predicted. The Trump will be controlled. He may or may not be president. Don't know. It all depends on how the landscape lies. They don't care if they get Hillary or Donald, okay? They're both absolutely controllable. They're both absolutely insiders. There's not really a nickel of dimes difference in what they'll really do in office, per se. I know there's contrast big time with rhetoric from Trump, but the reality is I don't see a whole lot of difference. And it starts now, Kurt. Number one, Donald Trump gives carefully choreographed speech, complete with teleprompter, to the Republican elite. So now he's taking up the teleprompter because you can't talk out of turn when you're running for, the big seat now. It was one thing when it was a scrappy Republican deal, but now the teleprompter comes out, and now the carefully choreographed speeches are starting to happen, and they will absolutely stop Trump from this off-script commentary that the people love. Secondarily now, we find out that Trump's son-in-law, the guy's name is Jared Kushner, he is playing an active role in virtually every aspect of the New York real estate magnate's campaign. Yeah. You say, who the heck is Kushner anyway, Sam? Well, Jared Kushner happens to be married to Trump's trusted daughter. What's her name? Ivanka Trump? Or Ivanka? Is that what it is?
Yep.
All right. Now, didn't he have a wife named Ivanka, too? Anyway.
I need to get all that.
I have to dig into that, you know?
Melania.
Maybe so. All right.
Anyway.
Anyway, so this Jared Kushner is married to Trump's trusted daughter, all right? Now, The 35-year-old Kushner operates with an extraordinary level of autonomy within Trump's campaign organization. Now, what's interesting about this is that no one's really known about him much before, but he operates, they say, kind of as a consultant. He roams around anywhere he wants to. He's a well-known businessman within the Trump organization, etc., and he's been involved in every aspect of things without people really knowing. In fact, one insider consultant now says, I was shocked when Donald was on speakerphone talking to us, and all of a sudden I heard Jared's voice in the background. Now, just so you know, we always refer to Jewish power and influence, right, Kurt? Now, I know somebody would say, we're racist, right? Uh-huh. But here's the deal. We don't care if somebody's Jewish and they're your next-door neighbor. That's fine. But what we find is these high-level circles of control usually have Jewish power and influence involved in them. So just so you know, Jared Kushner was raised in an Orthodox Jewish family in New Jersey. Kind of an interesting twist. Because how's that going to work when they call the Donald a racist, Kurt?
Yeah, that's a good point.
To all you guys that mock me, just meet my Jewish son-in-law. And by the way, all the mainstream press articles refer to how much power and influence Jared has. I normally don't bring this up because I'm convinced that it's evil versus good, not individuals. And what religion people are tied to is rarely the issue. There's good people of all religions, and there's people that exploit every religion. So I usually don't go down that road because I don't think it's helpful or valuable at all. In fact, I think it just divides people. The reason that I bring it up this time is because all the mainstream press articles are talking about how much power and influence this Jewish man has. In a kind of a rare twist, they admit. Now, they're not doing it to talk about Jewish power and influence. They're doing it, Kurt, to talk about this guy's great. It'll be good for Trump. This guy has all kinds of relationships. They don't say it exactly the way I'm bringing it up a little bit, but they allude to the same reality.
By the way, you've got the one lady named Ivana, and the daughter's name is Ivanka.
All right. I knew there was some weird twist there.
It's real close.
Yeah. I knew there was kind of a difference, but it just almost sounded the same, and I'm like, wait a minute. They got this wrong, and that's kind of why I was hesitating. Good point. All right. So all I'm telling you, though, is this guy's very interesting. I don't care that he happens to be Jewish. I do care, though, that he happens to have that religious affiliation in New York, which gives him plenty of power and influence, though, Kurt.
Yeah.
And it isn't about him being a Jewish person. I have friends that are Jewish that are wonderful people. Don't misunderstand the point here. But when you type in Jared, what is it, Kushner?
Yeah, K-U-S-H-N-E-R.
And then you type in power, influence. What do you get, Kurt, when you type that into, when you get Wikipedia or whatever you're looking at here?
Yeah, Jared Kushner in the Wikipedia, they just tell you that he was born in 81. Some of the interesting things that I can see, you know, besides him marrying the daughter of Donald Trump, I assume, well, anyway, it doesn't mention the wife. I'm not sure which one it was. But the... This guy, you know, he grew up in a like you say, are Orthodox Jewish family in New Jersey. I graduated from the Frisch School. It's a private co-ed yeshiva high school in Paramus, New Jersey, from Harvard in 2003 with an AB in sociology. I don't know what, let's see, it says.
You got to understand that Trump's daughter converted to Judaism, Kurt.
Yeah, before they were married.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. According to the journalist Daniel Golden, this guy and his brother were admitted to Harvard despite modest academic credentials after their father had made a $2.5 million donation to Harvard. Surprised they admitted him. The director of the school's college prep program described Jared Kushner's admission to be an unusual choice for Harvard to make, given that he was not anywhere near the top of his class. Let me tell you, it raises your level of, where you are in the class if your dad makes a $2.5 million donation. Maybe that guy could figure that out now. He later earned a JD degree and an MBA degree at the New York University, that says.
Yeah, Kurt, do you know who Charles Kushner is?
Let's see, Charles.
That's Jared's dad.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
He's a New Jersey real estate developer. He went to prison, Kurt.
Orchestrating
one of the most memorable schemes.
They say arrested on charges of tax evasion, illegal campaign donations, and witness tampering back in 2004. He was eventually convicted of the above-mentioned charges.
Listen to this. He hired a prostitute to entrap his brother-in-law and captured the encounter to show his sister.
Well, that's got to be interesting at the family reunions.
So now Jared Kushner runs the Observer.
Yep.
All right. Now the Observer, he had to buy his way into that thing, Kurt.
Yeah, it was only like $100 million or something like that. I think it was.
$10 million only, Kurt.
Was it 10? Oh, okay.
For the Observer newspaper, now it's excessively read by New York's business, political, and cultural elite. Of course, he was only 25 back then. Now he's 35, Kurt.
Yeah, he's an old geezer now. Apparently, he even put in a bid to buy the Los Angeles Dodgers, but he later withdrew that. This is the Sun. He's also contributed over 100 G's to the Democratic Party in various campaigns.
By the way, Jared Kushner helped buy a building for his family's real estate holdings at 666 Fifth Avenue. Office towers. He did so at the height of the market.
Yeah, $1.8 billion.
All right, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. This gets fun. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Barack Obama, who recently lamented that he could not ban individual gun ownership on the basis of a person's internet search history, continues to be a tremendously effective gun salesman. The Washington Free Beacon notes that May was the 13th consecutive record-setting month for gun-related FBI background checks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has grudgingly admitted to receiving $40,000 from a French businessman named Arnaud Mimran, who is one of several defendants currently on trial in Paris over an alleged scam involving the trade of 283 million euros worth of carbon credits. Mimran had claimed in court that he had given Netanyahu more than 1 million euros in campaign contributions in 2001, when the Israeli leader was not in public office, reports The Guardian of London. In response to remarks by President-elect Rodrigo Duterte of the Philippines that some journalists deserve to be killed, International Journalists Associations have called for a boycott of his events. Undeterred, Duterte has announced that he will not grant interviews until the end of his term in 2022. Owing largely to an increasing number of millionaires in the rapidly growing economies of China and India, the Asia-Pacific region is set to eclipse Western Europe as the globe's second richest region after North America, reports the Guardian of London. The 5.2% increase in wealth among the world's richest people has helped push global private wealth to a total of $168 trillion. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, the New York Times breaking down a little bit about Jared Kushner. Raised in an Orthodox Jewish family with incredible power and influence in New York. I find that fascinating. I normally don't go down the Jewish rabbit hole of power and influence, but this is too much in your face to ignore this time. All right? It's shocking, is what it really is. There's a headline, or there's an article called Life in the Fishbowl, and that's what it's about. They basically talk about how he got drunk and got arrested a bunch of times and all this kind of stuff. Wow. He's a very interesting character. Kurt, you got more on this guy?
At least in his defense, apparently he's, married.
By the way, they Kurt do, works for Jared, ladies have, and gentlemen, he's on the defense team.
And they do have three children, apparently, that's kind of a plus. The three children's names are Arabella, Rose. So one daughter and two boys, Joseph.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about this guy getting drunk and getting arrested. Kirk Crosby's talking about his children.
And Theodore James. Anyway, so, it's nice to know at least they're married. They seem to love each other. They got three children. So, that's from what I can see. Plus, it is kind of interesting that this young man has contributed over 100 G's to the Democratic Party at various campaigns between 92 and 2006. But it just kind of goes to show you once again that, it's all one pretty much big party.
It's one big happy family up there, and that's kind of the reason that I focus on this. You know what? I'm not really... like I say, I'm not usually the guy that talks about Jewish power and influence or whatever, just because I believe, sure, people happen to be Jewish. People happen to be, but you know what? Usually, part of the reason that the Jewish people have so much power and influence, Kurtz, it's not necessarily that they're so evil. Oftentimes, it's just that, you know what? People hire people by networking. And what? If you start kind of these dynasties, they just kind of breed upon themselves and promote themselves based on this association. So, this Jared guy, very well known, very rich in his own right, very tied into the Jewish influence, very tied into the crime family stuff. You know, Charles Kochner set an example for his son that was quite phenomenal. And then you look at, see, isn't that how Trump would say it? You know, he set his, an example for his son that's quite phenomenal, really. You know? and then, hey, he marries the, well, most wealthy desired daughter of the Donald. And now he kind of hangs out in the back rooms quietly, et cetera. Kind of an interesting twist to Trump's campaign as you study life in a fishbowl.
Yep.
For Jared Kushner. And you find out kind of more about this guy. Now, here's the interesting part that I want to tell you about, Kurt. He tells the story about how he, when he bought The Observer, it was kind of a way for him to make a name quickly for himself as a young man, et cetera. And he says, man, I had no idea how much power and influence I would gain by owning this newspaper. I was shocked at how all of a sudden I became somebody.
He who owns the media.
Now, isn't that interesting? Look up Life in a Fishbowl. New York Times, and you'll see what I mean. He tells a lot. There's a lot about this guy on there. And a lot of it's not very flattering. However, remember, this is the New York Times writing about one of their own, Kurt. This is a liberal rag writing about a liberal man, all in the New York setting of Jewish power and influence.
I guess there's even a movie called Life in a Fishbowl.
I don't think that's about Trump, though.
Okay.
Or Kushner, is it? Anyway, that's another rabbit hole.
Yes.
Supposed to do that research off the air, you know. Type Life in a Fishbowl.
I did.
New York Times.
All right.
Because, by the way, once you add that New York Times, it'll help you get there. Anyway, I just find this whole thing interesting. And when Trump starts to move to teleprompters, when he starts to surround himself, you find it's kind of interesting. Right? Donald is changing. And what it all means, where it all goes, is hard to say. Right? Interesting stuff. Now, I don't think that it means Trump is evil. I don't think that it means that, you know, this Jared guy's a problem necessarily. But I do mean to show you that, Trump loves Hillary and Bill. He's hanging out with a bunch of people that have funded Democratic causes big time. This Jared guy with tremendous New York influence in the media, by the way. So I don't know if when he trashes the media, if the Donald trashes the media, if he's really kind of trashing Jared too, do you think, Kurt? You think he thinks his son-in-law's kind of scum? We say these people are absolutely, reprehensible? These people are evil? Is he talking about his son-in-law, do you think, Kurt? Or would that kind of be different?
Yeah.
Okay, just kind of making sure. Because, you know. But I find the whole thing very fascinating. And I find the more I dig into Trump's circle, ally, I kind of see in his allies a different picture than you and I kind of think about him, right? And I said this from the start. He's tapped in as an insider, folks. You guys believe this guy's an outsider? Not hardly. Just type in his name, Jared Kushner, New York Times. And then type in fishbowl. But this guy's very interesting. Okay, it's called Life in the Fishbowl for Jared Kushner, the New York Times. I just look at this and I find it very fascinating in terms of what it all means, Kurt. What it means is you're not going to be able to attack the Donald going forward as a racist because, by golly, he's got a Jewish son-in-law. You know what I mean? And it means he's going to inherently, be for Israel, isn't he, Kurt?
That seems like it would make sense.
And it means that he's going to kind of back this Zionist, no matter what the evil Israel government does, you got to support him, right?
That's possible.
Not the Israel of the Bible, but more the warmongering. I don't think that the Donald will talk about the USS Liberty too much. Do you, Kurt?
They might forget about that.
Yeah. You kind of wonder what this influence and this power has for Jared. But it's fascinating when you read what Jared says. He bought a newspaper. He was astonished at basically how much power and influence he just got right out of the gate from it, Kurt. Interesting. Now you gotta kind of dig into what the Observer's been writing about the Donald, huh? Got a whole new, you know, research effort that could take place, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, anything else in that article or anything else on this guy that's of importance? I know we spent a lot of time on it, but it's kind of interesting. What do you think about the Donald moving to a teleprompter and a carefully choreographed speech, Kurt?
It just doesn't seem fitting, if you will.
I think it's absolutely fitting of who Trump really is.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of think the off-script stuff, that was just, hey, when it's small town, I'll do that. The people will love me. Wow. Life of the Fishbowl for Jared Kushner, New York Times. All right. Anything else to talk about on this guy, Kurt? I just,
as I look around,
I just find this very interesting.
Yeah.
I really find it interesting.
It is, there's a few more little tidbits apparently, you know, over time, they've acquired a few little apartments, like 11,000 units throughout the three states. Man, it must take him quite a while to go through and clean up, you know, and repaint and all that kind of stuff.
Come on,
I mean, that's a lot of work, don't you think?
Not when you hire some people from the hood to get that done. Come on. No problem. Crank that out. I'll walk in and survey like a military man. Hey, got dust over here. Right? Kind of an idea.
All right.
Think that's going on? I just find that interesting. These people are elitist, Kurt.
Yeah.
They're so wealthy, they have no idea what our lives are even like.
Uh-huh.
All right. Quick pause, Sam and Kurt. Beware of the Jared Kushner connection of the Donald. It's interesting the media didn't bring any of this up before either, huh, Kurt? Isn't that fascinating? Let's talk about that. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I find it fascinating that Donald Trump trashes the media. But it turns out that his son-in-law owns the Observer newspaper in New York. No small publication. What, did he buy it for $10 million, Kurt? And Mr. Kushner said, quote, when I bought the Observer newspaper, I had no idea the level of power and influence that it, now that he bought it, meaning I have. I put the I in there. He just said it had. But now that he owns it, that means he has that power and influence because he controls it, right? Now, I find this fascinating that Donald trashes the media absolutely scathingly, at least it appears, Kurt. But when his son-in-law is that involved in the media, the Observer's not tiny, Kurt. You've heard of the Observer before, right? $10 million purchase. And he's telling you how much power and influence it has. And that's very fascinating telling. My question is, why didn't the media bring up, wait a minute, you attack us in the media, Donald. Your son-in-law, Jared, owns a big piece of the media. Are you attacking your son as well? How come they didn't bring that up, Kurt? Answer?
Just didn't get around to it.
No, the answer is it's a controlled script. This is all theater. It's all going according to plan. And there you go. They didn't overlook this fact, Kurt. The New York Times just wrote about it and had that literal quote from him right in there. Now, nobody can get along with Jared really very well, Kurt, it seems, because he's had all kinds of different chief editors and stuff like that over there at the Observer newspaper. Maybe we ought to look up the Observer and see what it's covering. Do you think it's critical of the Donald, Kurt, over there at the Observer?
I doubt it.
You don't think so, huh?
No.
Come on, Kurt. Wouldn't Jared kind of be above the fray? So, they say that he has a distrust of the media, Kurt, and he's had so, and it's kind of interfering with his ability to operate the paper because of the treatment his dad got by the media, see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much do you know about the Observer, Kurt?
Very little.
All right. Well, the Observer is an interesting paper, Kurt.
Yeah.
Let's see. What is it? Basically, New York-controlled paper, Kurt?
Yes, that's what I understood from reading the Wikipedia article.
Is interesting, Kurt. It's a weekly newspaper.
Yes.
They call it... it was founded back in 1791, I think.
That's a little while back.
Political alignment, Kurt? Center-left.
Center-left.
Of course, it's English.
Yeah.
No, hold on. This is a London newspaper. Oh, yeah. Sister newspaper's The Guardian. That doesn't work, Kurt. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Now, does he have ties to that, Kurt?
I don't know.
Or is he just tied to that by power and influence? I don't think there's ties to that at all, Kurt. But I find that fascinating, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's called the New York Observer, Kurt.
Yeah.
You know? You're okay with that, right? The New York Observer. Yeah. It's a weekly newspaper also. It's a tabloid newspaper, Kurt.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Guess who owns it? Observer Media.
Oh, yeah.
Arthur L. Carter was the founder. Publisher now, Jared Kushner. David Wallace. Some guy. It was founded September 22nd, 87, Kurt.
1987 or 1887?
19, sir.
All right.
Observer.com is the website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of interesting. By the way, Arthur L. Carter, the guy that started the newspaper, was a former investment banker. The Observer focuses on the city's culture, real estate, media, politics, and, of course, the entertainment and publishing industries.
Of course.
Yeah, Jared's been in control of this sucker since July 2006, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's published every Wednesday. And kind of an interesting twist. You have a weekly newspaper in New York. And you got a lot of power and influence there, huh? Now, it's tabloid by nature, they claim, Kurt. You know what that means, don't you?
Typically, it means, they get some way out stories or whatever.
Well, that's what they want you to believe. It's really a discredit word by the mainstream.
Yes.
Because they run tabloids. They just don't call theirs tabloids.
No, they just call theirs, facts and stuff. All right. Like that.
Anyway, I just found that interesting. Thought I'd kind of tell you about that.
Uh-huh.
So now, Kurt, you've got to type in Donald Trump Observer and see what they're writing about the Donald. I wonder if the Donald's, or if they're criticizing the Donald as much as he's criticizing them.
I doubt it.
You don't think so, huh?
No.
All right. Well, anyway, that's interesting. People would say, Sam, you're focusing on this too much. And my response is, I don't think so. When you got a guy attacking the media and it turns out that his son-in-law is a big player in the media with plenty of power and influence, you kind of find this a very strange twist that the mainstream press has never really let us know about this before. So my question, Kurt, is have they been protecting the Donald and now they're taking off the gloves? Is Donald really running as a best friend to Bill and Hillary with a desire to launch Hillary to the White House? Is this an elaborate plan and Trump's playing the chump, the bad cop, to make Hillary look like the good cop? And, you know, is this orchestrated at that level, Kurt, or is that just reaching?
That's what journalists do, isn't it?
Yeah, but see, if I were to report that, it'd be like tabloid-esque. I'll start hanging out with Jared, you know what I mean?
Yes.
All right. Anyway, I just find the whole thing startling, fascinating, interesting. All right, don't worry. The Department of Homeland Security's in the news, Kurt. I guess they're ferrying folks around, aren't they? It's like the DHS is kind of playing Uber to the illegal. For free.
Well, yeah.
Right? Uber to the illegal for free should be the headline.
Let's see. Yeah.
All right, it really says the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, privately moving, quote, releasing vanloads of illegal aliens away from the border. Right?
Yeah. I guess that's how you get them in a little easier, you know. You move them along there some different ways. Interesting to see how, of course, carefully we protect the borders. That's what the Department of Homeland Security is all about, right, Sam?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I find this fascinating. So the DHS basically literally participating funded by your tax dollars, Curtin, illegal activity.
Yep.
And the article goes on to say that they avoid having to fill out any paperwork, get any documentation, any background checks, any checks on their health. You know, a lot of times they used to check immigrants for health concerns to make sure they don't bring diseases across the border, etc.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say, Kurt? You got the government helping promote this illegal activity. When is Joe Arpaio going to arrest some DHS folks, Kurt?
I think it'll be a little while.
Joe would be getting on the news. Hey, I got some DHS agents eating bologna sandwiches wearing underwear over here. Intense. Yeah. They're complaining about the heat, but I gave them a bottle of water. And that's going to be coming down soon, Kurt?
It'll probably be a while for that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, any other comments about that piece, Kurt? It's sure interesting with the Department of Homeland Security literally participating in illegal activity.
Well, yeah, but remember, that's only illegal if you don't have the power. You know,
it's only illegal if somebody calls your bluff and you get caught?
Yeah.
I sadly have to agree with your statement. It's not the way it ought to be.
Right.
But it sadly seems like the way it is, huh?
Yep.
It's a great point. All right, we got a lot of news in the next hour, folks, but I wanted to drill into that Donald thing because, as you see, what they say in the newspaper about Donald is they say Donald is ready to make another pivot, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
And that is to this scripted, controlled campaign to literally take on Hillary. But see, I don't see it. I'm almost convinced that Donald's there to elect Hillary. Because then the conservative ideology will be out the window forever. It's like, you know what? You guys gave your last run of failure, you bunch of racist, bigot, constitutional wackoids. You people out there led by the Donald, I mean, come on. Donald won't care. He's made so much money from the coverage he's got for free that he's got his payback. Hillary will probably be in the White House, is my guess. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Crazy stuff going on in the news. All I can tell you, when you hang around with guys like Jared Kushner, whose father went to prison for racketeering and all kinds of other stuff, kind of at the roaming around the top of the Trump's campaign forever, and the media hasn't reported on it, and this guy's in the media, is amazing to see, isn't it? This nation shall endure.